T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. In the morning now, 7:46 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things. Sedgwick County Commission hears a request for a group home for foster children, but says no. Tropical Depression Imelda brings heavy rain and flooding to parts of Texas. President Trump concludes California visit with a stop at a section of the border wall. Says it will be effective in slowing border crossings. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
I've got a big traffic slowdown now looking at eastbound Kellogg, and this is right around Seneca Sycamore. Looks like it goes even further back, may even start to get a little heavier towards West Street. So watch out between West and the Central Business District there. Eastbound looks to be some pretty slow traffic right there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Well, the weather today is going to be a whole lot like yesterday. Sunny today with a high of 90 degrees, yesterday's high 92. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 68. Friday will be partly sunny with a 30% chance for rain and a high of 81 degrees. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 6 miles per hour and 71 degrees. Steve and Ted on KNSS at 7:47. The Steve and Ted poll question there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Of course, all you got to do is log on there and be a part of it. If you'd like to have your feelings known, our question today is, what is your preferred grocery checkout bagging option? There's been some talk about trying to get rid of plastic here in Wichita and Sedgwick County, because it does. It fills the landfills. It's you make it with petroleum, and there's a lot of reasons why plastic is not good, okay? So we gave you a choice. What is your preferred grocery checkout bagging option? Reusable, which is the one we're going to, I think that's where we're going. Reusable only got 18%.
Wow.
I use it. Shelly and I use reusable.
I use reusable.
Yeah. Paper got 20%. Of course, that you gotta use trees to make that, right?
Yeah.
But plastic comes in the top. The preferred bagging option among the folks who go to the Steve and Ted poll question, 63% say plastic.
And let me just say
and
this.
Those bags do rip and things fall out of them. Okay, go ahead.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I was going to say, for anybody who doesn't care a tiny little bit about the environment, get the reusable bag because it's going to save you money. Your pickle jars aren't going to smash over the concrete because your bag rips open. It just isn't going
to
happen.
How many people have had that happen? It's happened to me. I mean, some of those bags are just kind of flimsy.
They really are. And when you go and buy a reusable bag, it's not flimsy. It's built to last.
Dylan's a few months ago said, we're going to go to reusable. We're going to get rid of our plastic bags. So
do? But then they said it's going to be 7 years.
It's
going to
be five, six, 7 years before they do it. So
right.
But so far, they're going to have to swim upstream.
They really are, yeah.
Because you know, everybody goes for convenience, and I understand that. You go for convenience. You don't want to think about things like the environment. I'll tell you what, I'm old enough now. We went through a time in the 70s where this kind of stuff was high on everybody's agenda. Conserving gasoline.
Right, yeah.
And petroleum products because we had the big oil embargo.
Yeah, yeah.
We looked at trees. We looked at all the environment. And so since then, it's kind of gotten off the front burner quite a bit. We've done some things to clean up the environment with our cars and emissions and so forth and other things. But now we've got a big argument, should we do any more? Well, I think the plastic bags, if you look at some of this footage of the oceans and some of the plastics that's showing up out there.
Yeah.
It is disturbing, real disturbing. All right, 7:50 now, Steve and Ted. On a lighter note, a survey of employees now finds bosses have no idea what their staff do on a daily basis. 1 in 3 believe their managers, these are the worker bees, 1 in 3 believe their managers are totally oblivious about the jobs they do every single day. So, you managers out there, some of people who are in management have done the work and they know all about it. But apparently, some of the worker bees,
those are the good ones.
Some of the worker bees think, they don't know what's going on. They haven't got a clue. Stocks rebounded at the close of trading Wednesday after the Federal Reserve delivered an expected cut in interest rates. The Dow rose 36 points at the end. The S&P just gained a point. The NASDAQ dropped by 8 points. So a little reaction to that interest rate cut yesterday. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And a downtown building here in Wichita is looking for a new owner. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, the Commodore is up for sale. The building is an iconic part of Wichita's downtown area with a large Commodore sign on the roof. The building at 222 East Elm, built in 1929, it is listed for $1.2 million by Austin Swisher and Christy Royce of J.P. Weigand & Sons. Records show the building is owned by Commodore LLC. The registered agent there is Cynthia Branch. The Sedgwick County has a new county councilor, and it's the old county councilor. Mike Papoon was appointed to the position by Sedgwick County Commissioners Wednesday. He had been the interim county councilor since the departure of Eric Yost. In all, Papoon has worked for Sedgwick County for more than 30 years. And the Business Journal has published photos of its latest dream home. It's a six-bedroom, 6,700-square-foot home on the east side, listed for $1.4 million. The home's at 9206 East Crestwood Court, the home listed by Kathy Roselle of Rees-Nichols, South Central Kansas. You can see the gallery at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, I'm using your math and your knowledge of real estate, which is extensive. On that home, if I put down $10,000 and said maybe a 30-year note, can you give me any idea what the monthly payments would be on something like that?
$10,000 down, so you would be financing,
I mean, a big chunk,
what, $1,190,000, something like that.
His calculator out
over
there.
Over the term, 30 years.
30 years? I could do a 15-year if you want, but 30
is either way, it's going to be a bunch.
Yeah. Probably not within my range, right?
I don't know about that. You're kind of a fancy big radio guy, Marconi winner,
yeah,
so.
I tell you what, every other Friday, Intercom just busts a gut to see how much money they can give me.
They're bringing it in a wheelbarrow.
They had a great big wheelbarrow, with big sacks with dollar signs on them.
Yeah, and you've got your monocle and top hat and spats.
Got my spats on. All right, well, this Papoon fella you're talking about there, it seems like I know that guy. I've met that guy someplace.
You bet. I'm sure you have. Mike's been around the county for a long time. He was assistant county councilor for a long time, then county councilor for a while, then interim, and then he came back.
Were you on that road trip several years ago that Ted Woodward and I and his dad and several people went on, and we drove to Kansas City?
I didn't get to go on
We drove to Kansas City to see a Royals game, and it rained so hard we couldn't go to the game.
Oh,
wound up down there in the plaza, and Papoon was on the trip.
Oh, good.
He was. We decided if these guys are going to go, we probably need to have some legal representation in case anything happens.
A bad idea.
And that's the only time I've ever been around Mike, but he's a good guy. Nice man.
He is a good guy. He's a good wildcat, too.
Is he really?
Yeah.
How about that? Today is National Hug Your Boss Day, so watch out if those employees are coming in here and trying to hug you, Bill. You heard that story we had a minute ago, that so many people think, the people who work for you, Bill, think you have no clue what they do every day.
Well, that's probably true, yeah.
That's why you're in management. You don't want to know about that stuff.
I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to get into the weeds like that.
A good manager doesn't want to clutter his or her head with a bunch of baloney that these people are doing down there in the other part of the building, and you don't know what they
do. Those stories show up, and they're good, and they're right, and they keep us out of the courts. I'm good with that.
Well, and in this day and age, if I went to hug my boss, I got a feeling she would clock me.
Yeah, it could be.
Jackie Wise, our boss, she's not the kind that wants Steve going on, it's Hug Your Boss Day. She would run for the nearest exit. But how are you with that? What if somebody comes to say one of your people wants to hug you? Is it okay with you? I mean,
I'm okay with that. I'm a hugger.
Are you really?
You bet. I'm going to hug you next time, and I'm going to let it linger uncomfortably long.
How come we've never embraced?
Oh, I don't, well, I don't know.
I can never.
I've
I can't
Ted.
Think.
I think I've hugged Ted before.
Oh yeah, but I can't think of anything more embarrassing than you and I have.
Yeah, probably so.
That'd be terrible. All right, Dash will hug your boss day. Thank you, Bill. Coming up here at 8 o'clock, the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. We got the latest on that heavy rain and flooding in parts of Texas. Jad's got sports coming up, right, Jad?
That's right, and we've got some results from a Royals game last night.
Right.
We'll even talk a little Shocker baseball coming up in sports.
Shocker baseball.
Baseball.
Hmm. Okay. Plus, you've got entertainment news. You've got the blur on the way. Got
That's
a chance
right.
to look that over yet?
I have. I've taken a look at that. And we've got an uproar over a remake coming up, another movie remake.
Oh, okay. That's the blur on the way. And traffic and weather coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.